Visit langia.com to access the transcript, translations, explanations, and flashcards.
Let's start with the episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of our Beginner English podcast. It's great to have you with us today.
Yes, it's wonderful to be here. We are so happy you joined us. Today, we're going to talk about a very exciting question, something many people dream about. Our topic is, can you work and travel at the same time?
Many people dream about this, right? Like me, sometimes I just want to pack my bags and work from a beautiful beach. It sounds so nice. No more office.
It certainly does sound like a dream, John. And it's not just a dream for some people anymore. Many people are actually doing it.
That's why we are here today. We'll explore if this is truly possible, how it works, and what it means for your life. It's a very interesting idea.
It sounds like a real adventure, doesn't it? Let's find out more about this exciting travel and work adventure. Let's explore if it's for you.
So, first, let's understand what work and travel at the same time truly means. It's actually a very simple idea, but it changes how we think about work.
Yes, it simply means you do your job, but you are not in one office or even one city. You can be anywhere in the world that you choose.
That's right. Your workplace becomes very big. Instead of going to the same building every day, you can choose to be in different places, in different countries.
Yes, it usually means your job can be done online. This is the most important part. You only need a computer, a good internet connection, and sometimes a phone.
So your office is not a room with four walls. Your office is the whole world. You can work from a cafe, a park, or even your hotel room.
For example, if you are a writer, you don't need to be in a big office building. You can write your stories or articles from a small, cozy cafe in Rome.
Or maybe you are a graphic designer, making pictures and art on your computer. You could do that work from a quiet co-working space in Thailand.
Another common and easy-to-understand example is if you are an online teacher. Your students are online, so you can teach them from any country. You don't need a special school building.
People have special names for this way of working. They often call this remote work because you work from a remote location, far from a main office.
And sometimes people call the workers digital nomads. A nomad is someone who travels a lot and doesn't stay in one place. And digital means they use technology to work.
So, the key idea is that your work is flexible. It allows you to move and explore new places, new cultures, and new ways of living, all while earning money.
Now, let's talk about the good things. Why do people want to work and travel? What are the big benefits of this kind of lifestyle?
The biggest good thing, for sure, is seeing new places. You can visit many different countries, explore new cities, and learn about new cultures. Imagine all the new experiences.
You can also try many different foods. One day you are eating pizza in Italy, and the next you are eating tacos in Mexico. It sounds amazing, doesn't it?
It does. Imagine you finish your work for the day, and you are already in a new, exciting city, like Paris or Tokyo. There's no need to wait for your short vacation time once a year.
And another great thing is you have more freedom. Maybe you don't work from 9 to 5 p.m. every day, Monday to Friday. You can make your own schedule.
Yes, you can work in the morning explore a museum in the afternoon, and then perhaps work again for a few hours in the evening. It's very flexible, which many people love.
Also, you meet many new people from different places. You meet other travelers who are also working remotely, and you meet local people from the country you visit.
It's very interesting to talk to people from different backgrounds and learn about their lives. You can make many new friends from all over the world, which is a great gift.
So, to summarize the benefits simply, you get to see new places, enjoy more freedom with your time, and make new friends from around the globe. It sounds truly great.
Of course, it's not always easy. Every dream has its challenges, and working and traveling at the same time is no different. What are some of the difficult parts?
The first big challenge is finding good internet. You always need a strong, reliable internet connection for your work. If you don't have it, you can't work.
Sometimes, in small towns or certain countries, it's very hard to find fast and stable internet. You might spend a lot of time looking for a good Wi-Fi spot.
It can also be hard to focus on your work. There are so many new things to see and do outside. You might want to go exploring instead of sitting with your laptop.
And sometimes the time zone is different from your company's time zone. If your company is in New York and you are in Thailand, you might need to work at night or very early in the morning to talk to your team.
And planning travel can be tiring. Finding new places to live, new places to work from, booking flights and accommodation, it takes a lot of time and energy.
Also, sometimes you might feel a little bit lonely. Because you are always moving, it can be hard to build deep friendships or be with your family for long periods.
So, yes, it has many very good parts, but also some difficult parts. It's important to plan well and be ready for these challenges if you want to try this life.
So, today, we talked about working and traveling at the same time. We learned it means doing your job online from anywhere in the world, not just a traditional office.
We also discussed the wonderful good things, like experiencing new places, having more freedom with your schedule, and meeting many new people from different cultures.
And we talked about some challenges, too, such as the need for good internet, staying focused when there are distractions, and sometimes dealing with different time zones or feelings of loneliness.
It's a big dream for many people, especially now with more jobs moving online. With the right job, good planning, and a spirit of adventure, it can definitely be a wonderful reality.
Thank you for listening to our Beginner English podcast today. We hope you enjoyed learning about this exciting topic and perhaps learned some new words.
We hope this episode made you think about new possibilities for work and travel. See you next time.
Bye.
Get the transcript, flashcards, explanation, and more on langia.com.